We move to the next case, which is Appeal 06-3170, United States v. James Stevens. Mr. Jones.
May it please the Court, my name is Michael Jones from Rosenblum, Schwartz, Rogers & Glass in St. Louis, Missouri, and I represent Defendant James Stevens, and it's good to be with you. How you may ask, can a 72-month sentence be unreasonable in this case? Well, there's two reasons. The first reason is that the 40% reduction to move the sentence from the 121 to 151-month range was based solely on a 5K1 substantial assistance motion, substantial assistance departure. So if the argument is that you can't go below the guidelines once there's a 5K1 motion made, then you might as well strike 3553A from the statute. Now, the government called this appeal frivolous and suggested that this is a within-guideline sentence, but it's not. There was an initial guideline range that was calculated. The judge used another provision of the guidelines to compute another range and sentence within that range. So this is a within-guideline sentence. This court noted in Spano, and it came out in February 7, 2007, that indeed departures create new guidelines ranges. So what we've got is a new range, and the issue is whether or not the judge should have gone below that range. So the real issue in this case is not whether this is a within or without guideline sentence, but how the judge computed the sentence. And reasonableness has two components, not only the amount, but how the judge arrived at that amount. And specifically what the judge did here, and I'm looking at page 28 of the sentencing transcript and page A34 of my appendix. Right before the judge decided her 72-month sentence, she said, "Meth is a terrible drug. It destroys people's bodies and their minds. It occasionally blows up and just blows them away, burns them badly, and creates toxins in the air." Well, there's no evidence of that in this case. She ignored the specific factors that we cited, and she decided to sentence within the guidelines based on general factors that are only common to a small subset of methamphetamine cases, and specifically specific factors that are not present in this case. Now, this court said in Wallace that a judge is not allowed to go below the guidelines while relying on a general factor that is common to every defendant. And so suppose that we had a different case and the judge would have imposed a below-guideline sentence based on a specific factor that was not present in the case. The government would be all up in arms, and there's no way this court would affirm that sentence. So if that's the case, then how can the judge rely on factors that are not even present in this case to refuse to go below the guidelines? So when she did that, it's our position that she ignored the mandate in 3553A to impose an individual sentence. And the only way that you can say, well, how do we know what she was thinking? Well, the only thing I can go by is the transcript of what she said, and that is that right before she decided the sentence, she relied on these general factors that are not present in the case. So I'm going to reserve my remaining time for rebuttal. Thank you, Your Honors.
Thank you. Mr. Hart, sir.
No, I'm fine. May it please the Court, my name is Joe Hartzler. If the Court has no questions, I'm comfortable returning my time to the Court. I believe our briefs adequately set forth the government's position.
Very well. Thank you very much. And I guess there's nothing to rebut.
Well, okay.
Trapped. Maybe you can tell me what you want to rebut.
If I could have one more minute. The only way that the...
Now you're going to bring him back up, see?
Now,
highly unorthodox.
Yeah.
I'm finished, Your Honor.
That's good. Okay. Thank you. And, you know, I came all the way from St. Louis. You probably want to say something more, but I think we got enough here. Okay. Thank you. The case will be taken under advisement.